2:40. I am southbound on 5th at Madison. I have an old man that jumped off the curb in front of my bus and yelling at me. I don't know what his thing is, but I ain't moving.
2:40, I copy. I just confirmed no contact was made.
No, no contact.
Okay, give me his description. We'll have to get the police along that way. 2:40, still there?
Yes, this is 2:40. He's going hand-to-hand with a black gentleman in front of my bus. The old man is Caucasian. He's wearing blue and gray tennis shoes. Gray tennis shoes and everything else is blue.
And he's fighting with a black male?
The younger black gentleman is beating on him physically.
Copy him on the phone. Do you see any weapons?
No, sir. Just fist at this point.
Stand by, please.
The younger black gentleman is 20 to 30 years old. He's wearing a black jacket, black in color, blue pants, and dark blue tennis shoes.
Copy. I'm still on hold with 911.
The black gentleman has walked across the street. The older white guy is yelling that the black guy broke his jaw. Now the black guy's coming back.
Copy. I just got through to 911. Is medical needed?
If his jaw is truly broken, but if it's broken, I don't see how he's yelling.
I copy. Police are on route. Just hang tight there, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Continue to stand by. 2:40, still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, they actually already had the call. I recommend that they send medical as well, since you said the man's jaw appears to be injured. Since you witnessed it, I'm going to have you hold. You might have to make a statement. I'll get the supervisor headed that way as well.
Okay, I am blocking the traffic way for the auto traffic.
Oh, so you're not at an actual bus stop?
No, I was preparing to make my left at Madison.
Copy. It's not clear in my map. Okay. Just continue to hold. I'll get the supervisor over to you.
Thank you.